Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, looking at this market screen today, it looks like it's all about the wheat market.
It surely was, Randy. We had the dryness and heat talked about in Russia. Some of the winter wheat crop in Russia is now in the heading phase, and they're looking at 2 weeks of drier than normal weather with temperatures in the 90s. And then we have all this rain that's expected across the southern Midwest Delta and into these eastern plains. And so that's got a little bit of worry for crop conditions and overall disease prospects going forward. And so that really lifted the wheat market here and a lot of fun buying.
Sure. And possibly a little bit of field work got done over the weekend, maybe added some pressure to the corn market?
Yeah, tractors were running here in Illinois. I wouldn't want to say at full stream, but we did see some fieldwork activities from the central part of the state southward. Still a little late, if you will, to get the activities going until Sunday in the northwest. But other than that, we're hopeful this week. We've got 2 or 3 days of opportunities to get seed in the ground, and the corn market kind of retreated accordingly.
Is it going to take a while for it to dry out or not?
Well, we are drying out now. I mean, for some places of Illinois, it's been since Wednesday since we had our last rain. A lot of the tiling that was invested in the last couple of years has been paying off. And so there's still some ponds in areas, but producers on their better ground are going after it and trying to get some corn and soybean seeds planted. So Illinois is optimistic anyway that this week we'll get a good portion of our crop in the ground.
All righty. Anything happen over on the cattle side of things?
Really not. I mean, we're still seeing a lot of technical selling. The funds are still liquidating. The hog market's still waiting for Chinese shipments and better demand. And so we're seeing both of those kind of combining here. We're looking for a seasonal low in cattle in the next couple of weeks. Maybe August makes it down to 101 or 102. That should do us on the downside. And then in the hog market, we think December hogs will bottom somewhere between 72 and 74. So we're close, but we're still seeing some fund selling, which could push us a little lower.
All righty. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Really not. The U.S. and Mexico are meeting over tariffs. We'll see how that all comes about. And all our eyes will be on weather and planning progress this afternoon. And so that'll be the key for the rest of the week here in the Board of Trade.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.